All right, Philip, good job getting Robertson on the last lap. I missed that. Rode really well. Maybe you're not happy because you got railroaded a little bit there by some pretty good dudes. But then I thought, like, you kind of recovered from that. And then the last half, you were pretty steady with the guys that had just caught and passed you, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't have that go in the beginning. I don't know what the heck was going on. Didn't have the go all day, you know. I was a little sluggish and flat, but it was okay. Kind of got freight train there, but I blew up, and then I kind of had to relax and come back into it, and kind of was towing Styles for a while, and he was jumping the whoops, which was slow, but I wasn't doing the over dragons back, and I'm like, fuck, I don't feel like dying today, yeah. And I just kept hitting the whoops, and two laps came out, and I really charged the whoops even harder, and I was able to get by him, and it was okay. I mean, it's a seventh, but I should have been up with the Oldenburg and whoever was in up there, so I was 8 seconds out of that, but overall it was okay. I really enjoyed the track. I just didn't have the good, you know, the... Yeah. Yeah.
Almost like you needed to be like, oh, okay, I got to go that fast, yeah. And it took a bit to realize that.
Yeah, like I made some quick passes in the beginning, and I'm kind of bummed because I feel like I should have been up there. I'm good in the whoops. The Dragon's Back thing kind of wrecked me. I didn't like hopping over it, so I just skimmed it instead, which was slower, but I felt more confident doing that, so it didn't wreck my entire race. But overall, it was okay. I'm getting better. 10, 9, 8, 7. So we're going that way. I just, it is what it is. So.
How about that heat race? You split Chambers, and I think it was, was it Harlan? Who was on the other side?
Yeah, Harlan.
And dude, Chambers just about took you out, but you missed it, and then the bike went into.
I parted the seas there, and Chambers. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Got a buck, and his feet blew off and started coming over, and I clipped his bars, and somehow I hung on to her. But I'm bummed with that because I went into the first corner in the heat, and I don't fucking know. Somehow I was on the ground. I was just right behind Jet, and, it is what it is. But I was lucky to come back. And
it's nice to come back from, like, last to qualifying, right?
Yeah, but it's a 250 class. In the 450 class, you ain't doing that, you know. But, it was okay. But overall, I was happy with the main event. I just needed to have a foot shoved up my ass so I could have went, you know, got going. So it's okay getting the Indy and being a little better.
Yeah, I feel like Jordan Smith's a guy that you could run with, you know? Like, I feel like that's your category-ish. So, and he had a good ride, but yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, the Jordan Smith, Oldenburg, like, that's where I'm at. So I was only 8 seconds off, but, I just lost that when they passed me, and that kind of blew off the back. So it's all right. Like I said, I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun. I actually enjoy being out there riding Supercross, and it's a good time.
I don't know, in a general sense, the track looked pretty easy, pretty basic. Whoops are tough. But, dude, there was so much carnage. Do you have any theories on what we just witnessed?
It was easy, but the rhythms were a little bigger, and if you mistimed it, hung a wheel, like, the pockets were super deep, and it wasn't easy by any means. There was, like, three different types of dirt, so... and that's what happens. You just get a bunch of savages out there going for it. Like, it's absolute mayhem. So dudes are warriors, and it's part of it. But overall, I like this stadium. The track was really good, and dirt was okay.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yep.